Carl, we're down here on Wednesday afternoon, looking ahead to the Workington game this Sunday in the League One Cup. Before we get on to that, just ask you about your reflections on pre-season. You know, obviously look back and look at the results and look at the many four defeats and maybe some of the manners of the defeats with the high scores. But what can you and the coaching staff and the lads take from that, and what have you taken from it?
Yeah, it's been a big learning curve for a few of them, including myself. But, you know, obviously it wasn't ideal to go four defeats. Obviously no one wants that, but, you know, taking a lot of positives out of pre-season. The boys have trained really hard. You know, I can't fault them for that, and everyone's trying to get it right and fix the wrongs. But, you know, we've gone with a different RPAC partnership every friendly. You know, give lads game time. People's played in different positions, and some of them have done well. Some of us haven't, but... You know, we're working to this Workington game now, and you know, it's a fresh start, and this is where it matters. You know, we haven't dropped any points, we haven't lost anything apart from a bit of pride in the derby. But you know, apart from the results, you know, the training wise has actually gone quite well.
You mentioned their training, and of course, I mean, you've had 2 weeks since a working, almost to build 10 days now since a working game. What's training been like then, seeing what's last week been like? Obviously we're having a week off. I know a few of the lads have been away and, you know, a bit of a relax, but what's been done in them days since then?
Yeah, well, a few of us haven't stopped working. I've watched the game endless amount of times. I give the lads a few days off just to, you know, be with the family and the kids before the season starts. And a few of us come in training Saturday morning just to blow some cobwebs off and get a blowout. But you know, this week's all just about reflecting on the defeat and making sure it doesn't happen again this Sunday.
You look back at the videos and probably over the four games, probably over nearly 100 times now. And is it a problem you can pinpoint, or has it been different problems, different games, or?
There's loads of problems, yeah. But like in every team, I think you ask every coach, so they'll always find problems, you know, and this is what pre-season's for. People kept saying to me, four friendlies is too much, but for me it wasn't enough.
No.
You know, putting different teams out, etc. But for me, the lads have spoke about it and agreed. Our mentality is just not right at the minute. Whether, you know, we thought this league was going to be easier than first expected, or, you know, when we get put in a hole in a game, we seem to just fold and heads go down, and people point fingers at each other, and you know, that shouldn't be the case. But you know, that's easily fixable. That's why I'm so positive, you know, about our season. If this was happening in season, I'd be panicking right now. But you know, one win changes everything.
You mentioned there one win changes anything, and you look forward to the game on Sunday. You know, it's a big game, it always is when you play Workington. But the League One Cup is a competition you want to be wanting to do well in, you know, the final being ending at the Summer Bash at Blackpool.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we know we've got the squad capable of competing for it. You know, it's all, you know, you've got to beat everyone to win it. You know, whatever draw you get, you can get a bit of an easier run or you can get a tough run, but you've got to beat whoever's in front of you starting this Sunday. And, you know, Workington will be exactly the same, but it's the best fixture possible for us to put this right.
Especially so close after playing them last time in the course of defeat. It's not only for you know, to put the local pride, but yourselves to put yourself going for the Challenge Cup game in the course of the league season coming ahead.
Yeah, the friendlies will put us in good stead, and you know, this adversity that we're facing at the minute will do us good in the long run. But you know, there's no second chances now. I keep hearing everyone, oh, it's only a friendly, which it is, but you know, we've got to get it right this Sunday, or you know, we've got a good chance of a cup run. It's gone up the first hurdle.
Yeah, you mentioned a cup run there. Another, since we last spoke, we've had the Challenge Cup draw taken last night. Now we still don't know who we're playing.
Yeah.
We're either off to Hull or off to St Helens against Tato Heath. I mean, they're both local, not local, so you're leading amateur sides in the NCL, so it's going to be a tough test wherever we end up.
Yeah. I started at Tato Heath and got quite a lot of friends who are in the team. They're a good team. So you know, we've got to go there with whoever we're going to, with, you know, without the complacency, and a strong team. You know, we go there to do a job and put ourselves in the app for the next round.
Now, do you know you're 19? Do you know you're 17 for Sunday? Is it still, obviously, I'm not going to ask you to disclose that yet because nothing's been disclosed yet to the NFL or to the boys. But do you know you're 17, you're 19? Do you know what will be, who will be taken down here on Sunday?
Yeah, we've got a couple of 50-50s in the camp at the minute. So, you know, I'm going to speak to the physio and speak to them tonight. But by the end of the session tonight, I'll know me 19. Not necessarily the 17, but the boys will be told the 19-man squad tonight.
Yeah, and you've got a couple of lads missing. You've got Elliot missing through suspension, and also Connor missing through suspension. Have you got any lads that's definitely ruled out, or is it just the 50-50s?
No, everyone's 50-50 at the minute. Like you said, we've got a couple of bans from last year, and Dave Allen. We still don't have a time scale on him. But, you know,
what's the problem with Dave? There hasn't really been much said on it, if you don't mind me asking.
That's because I don't know.
That's because you're right. No,
he's still seeking advice on, you know, what to do with it and what's actually going on in there. So we're none otherwise at the minute.
So for some fans who don't know, what's the problem? Is it, what kind of area is it in?
He's fell off a ladder at work and rolled his ankle. He did it a week before in training, so it was obviously a week already. And I think the first diagnosis was he'd chipped a bone in his ankle. So they're treating him for that, but we're not sure on the timescale.
What can you say to the fans that this Sunday, of course, you know, it's always important to the lads to get down for the derby game, but, you know, after some lads may be thinking, well, after the four pre-season games, which you can't, you can't have a go at them for, but what can you do to get them down this Sunday?
Just to remain patient. I know it's hard as a fan, and myself including the players. You know, we've got a lot of new faces in the team, and it's going to take more than four friendlies and two training sessions a week to finally get it right. But we're slowly getting there. We're certainly trying hard for it, just to make life hell for the Workington players Sunday, because Workington did a good job of it last week. And, you know, just, you know, it's as a club, we just got to unite and come together, and we'll get past it.
Yeah. It's a question I seem to ask you every time, but with a few bans and a few 50-50s, it's a question I ask you every time, so I might as well continue the tradition. Are you looking, or is anything coming up, or do you know of? Or?
No, I was going to be looking for an outside back on loan, with obviously Connor missing and Elliot for another two games. We seem to be a bit thin in the backs, but no, not certainly not for Sunday's game anyway.
For the weeks ahead, anything in?
Maybe.
Nothing confirmed as of yet. Right, mate, well, thanks for taking your time to speak to me. Especially before training, and, you know, I always appreciate it. Good luck on Sunday. I'll hope to have a chat with you on Sunday, and, you know, hopefully it's a better one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers, man.